In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, these words of St. Paul in Colossians 3:11 that we just read should hit us like a ton of bricks. Christ is all and in all. Christ is all. Christ is everything. And he is in everything, is what St. Paul here is saying. And the truth of this was made very clear from the very beginning, from Genesis, from the book of creation, where he talks about God as the origin of creation. The beginning here, it's not about a scientific or geological description of the beginning of the earth. It is God who is the beginning of all things. In the beginning is Christ. Christ from whom all creation flows. The prologue of St. John's Gospel parallels Genesis in dealing with creation when he says, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was heaven and earth. In the beginning was the Word, was Christ. Christ is the beginning of all things. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things were made, and nothing that has been made without Christ. Christ himself is not created, but he existed eternally. He was eternally begotten of the Father, what we call the arche in Greek, the beginning. It's a beginning more than just like the beginning of a sermon, for example. It's the very, very origin of all things, the first cause of all things. Through Christ the Word, St. John explains, all things came into being, the old creation and the new creation which is to come. The change of all things into the new heavens and the new earth, our new bodies, our resurrected bodies, the regeneration of God's people, because in Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. I know this sounds a little theological maybe for some of you, but remember that he is our light. Christ is our life. Christ is our wisdom, our sanctification, our redemption, our joy, our peace and comfort, who gives us grace here below and glory forever after. So this gives us a little idea of what we mean when we say that Christ is all and in all things. Because Christ is all and in all, St. Paul enjoins us to put to death in us the earthly things that we just read, all the impurities, the desire for wealth, which is an idolatry, desire for excessive wealth, which is an idolatry, the anger, the wrath, all of these things that tear us away from Christ, tear us away from our true beginning and our true destiny. The idea that worldly things are to be enjoyed is a source of bondage. The earthly things that we have here are to be used out of necessity, but we're not put here on earth just to enjoy the things of the earth. Doesn't mean you can't have a little ice cream from time to time or stuff like that, but it's we're not here for earthly enjoyment is really what he's saying. It's the source of bondage. And Christ came to free us from the bondage of sin. One of the Egyptian fathers, he taught us that if you want your own way, becoming accustomed to having it, and always seek the easy path, all this leads straight to depression. Why are so many people depressed today? They're so depressed today because all they look is for themselves. They want what they like, what they want, what they intend to get, and anything else for anybody else doesn't matter. It's all about them. And that leads to depression. It leads to drugs. It leads to sin. It leads to all kinds of things that are not the contemplation of the inner life which cleanses our spirit. Elder Paisios, he illustrates this graphically by comparing bees and flies. He says bees always go after what smells sweet. They go after good things that smell nice. They go to the flowers. Huh? Flies, what do they go to? They go to corruption. They go to things that smell bad, that the stench. And he said, what are you going to be? Do you want to be a bee or do you want to be a fly? Do you want to look for what is good in other people or do you want to look for what is bad in other people? Decide. He says, be a bee or be a fly. I know you all want to be bees. And at least you're as busy as bees, or have been for the last week, for sure. So we mustn't look for stench. We mustn't look for sin in other people. We must look only for what is good in other people. St. Paul says that we've already put on Christ like a garment. We have a new clothing, a new spirit, a new body. In Romans 13, we read that. And since Christ is all in all, then our lives must be totally Christ-centered because we put on Christ through baptism. We must be Christ-centered and not self-centered. St. Paul says, for me to die is gain. To die to himself, he is gaining Christ. It's a thing that is very, very positive. It may be hard, it may require certain sacrifices, certain discipline, certain austerities perhaps at times, but it is a gain. We die to ourselves. And St. Paul goes so far as to say, it is no longer I that live, in Galatians 2. No longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. We should become so united to Christ that we don't look for our own will and our own satisfaction, our own pleasure. We must look for Christ. It is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. One of the most extraordinary words that you can find anywhere in the Bible. Actually, what St. Paul teaches us is the summary of the Bible. You want to read the Bible? Read St. Paul. You'll get the summary of the Bible. I've had priests and bishops tell me they don't like St. Paul. I understand why. It's everything. It's all or nothing. Either you're going to be with Christ or not with Christ. If you're not with Christ, you're only with yourself. And that makes them uncomfortable. I understand that. My dear brothers and sisters, love is what gives us holy freedom in Christ. Because love frees us from sin, from evil, and from the devil. All other freedoms are illusory because they are, in fact, slavery. The so-called freedoms of the earth are not freedom in Christ. Any freedom on earth never lasts. Just read the history of mankind, of civilizations, of societies, and so forth. The so-called freedoms that occasionally societies acquire don't last very long. Dear Lord Jesus, my love, my freedom, and my all, help me to understand that it doesn't matter how I appear in the eyes of the world, whether I appear to be poor and insignificant. Help me to rule over my self-will at all times, so that you may be the king of my free will. What would be the use of your being my king if I am a slave to anger and desire in this world? O Spirit of all holiness, shine like the sun in all your children. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.